shut up. The footy's over radio.
Triple M Footy starts your weekend early.
How good is footy?
With every massive moment.
When you're hot, you're hot.
This
couldn't be more excited.
Is the Thursday Rub.
Camel on down to Thirsty Camel Bottle Shops for unseriously good deals. Drink responsibly.
For Ream Hot Water and McDonald's, Triple M rocks footy.
It's 159 days since Collingwood stood at the top of the mountain, and tonight the climb begins again. Everyone starts from the bottom at round zero. That's right, round zero. It's a new year and it's a new show because the Thursday Rub is set and ready to go, and we start our season at the SCG on a beautiful night for footy as the Swans play host to the Demons. Gee, it's good to be back. This is something very, very exciting. Brand new season, as I say, brand new show. And this team is all assembled for the Thursday Rub. I'm Jack Heverin. I have the honour of driving the bus with this star-studded lineup. And, of course, we start with the queen of Triple M footy. She's an AFLW All-Australian. She's the next big thing in footy media. And passed a very, very late fitness test to be here tonight, Kate McCarthy. Good evening to you.
Jack, it is great to be here, purely because that means that I am feeling slightly better than I was this afternoon after the flight. Yeah, we'll get onto that soon. But excited for round zero. Never thought I'd say that. What is round zero, you ask? I'm not sure. About to find out.
You might only get 1 year to say it, so enjoy it while we're here. He's one of the very best in the business. I speak, of course, of Jay-Z Clark, who looks very fit, very tanned, albeit a little bit sweaty, Jay-Z Clark. Good to see you.
It was a 37-minute walk from my hotel to the SCG, and I underrated the humidity up here in Sydney. So I did sweat up a treat. It was uphill. I didn't bank on the uphill factor either. So I did come in hot, but great to be here. I'm not sure how you're going to see the left-hand side of the ground, to be honest, though, Jack, because there's a big concrete pile on right in front of you to your left. So maybe you just call the right-hand side of the ground and Speedy can call the left-hand side of the ground. But I'm excited, very excited for who you're about to introduce next.
We cannot wait any longer. There was a bidding war in the off-season for this man. All of the radio stations came together. Some offers were pretty underwhelming compared to others, it's got to be said. But he's the free agent that everyone wanted, a four-time premiership player, Norm Smith medalist, year in, year out. When players say, who would you most like to have a beer with? They say, Isaac Smith. Well, he is with us on Triple M Footy. Welcome to you, Isaac Smith.
Oh, thank you, thank you. Well, I've had a lot of beers in the last 6 months, so, take a ticket and we'll have one.
Isaac, people talk about you as the best bloke in footy. You know, you speak to the guys at Geelong and Hawthorn. He's such a good bloke. You absolutely love him. Well, we can knock that out of you here at Triple M. We can really bring a person down. So we'll see how that goes. But I think this is a bigger recruit, Jack, than even when he went to the Cats. It was big when he went from, you know, the Hawks to the Cats as a big rival. I think this is an even bigger pickup for us. That's how fresh out of the game. He's got a tactical mind. He's funny. And a massive pickup for us.
Just a quick one. Did you guys have to take pay cuts as well? Or yes. Is that just me?
Do you get paid?
Oh.
Yes. No, it's funny how those conversations, oh, look, we need to have a bit of a chat. We just signed Isaac Smith. So, yes. Can you just take a little bit of a cut? How has retirement been? We're going to talk a little bit more about what's coming up for you in the media, and Kate's sort of done some work. And now that she's a seasoned campaigner, she's got some advice to share with you a little bit later on. But how has post-footy been for you?
It's been shocking.
Yeah, you look really stressed.
No, it's been pretty cool. I've got to spend the last 6 months at home with the two kids, but that was hard work. And I said to my wife the other week, I cannot wait for the football season to start because I need to get out of this house. So, no, I've had a great period, and I was just talking to Jude Bolton, who's another Triple M boy, and he said, just get used to it. You have every summer off and you do nothing. So that's what I'm planning, but we're not sure how it'll unfold. But no, very excited for the footy season to start, and I reckon round zero is here to stay.
And a newly minted AFL Life member. So I went to the season launcher last night. I think 10 new AFL Life member inductees. You were up there, Isaac. So congratulations, mate. You did it for two clubs over a very long time. You got that many premiership medals you could sink a ship, mate, including the Norm Smith medal. So well done on that. You're up there with your great mate, Lukey Bruce, as well. So what did that mean to you?
Yeah, that was pretty cool. And I was saying to a few people, it's certainly not something you set out to achieve. But when you sit back and you look at it, it's an honour, and it's pretty funny. Luke and I grew up in a country town called Tamora, and we played all our junior footy and basketball together, and Were inducted into the AFL Hall of Fame, or Hall of Fame, life member, sorry. Yep. I've already jumped the gun.
Obviously means a lot.
Actually, talk about Hall of Fame. No. It's really cool. And there's not many footballers that have come, well, there's only two footballers that have come out of Tamora, and it's the two of us. And we got inducted as life members together in the AFL. So it was a pretty special night.
You're not the type that does this often, but have you had a chance to think about your career now that it's all done and dusted from where you were and a bit of a later start? Your story's so unique. Have you had a chance to actually reflect on this now?
Oh, I think because it's me and your individual accolade, you don't really sit back and think about them, to be honest. But when I do, it takes a little bit of time because there's been a few.
He's away.
Yes. Is Danger flat with you about the Norm Smith? Has he got over the fact that the judges gave you the votes? Because he thought he was pretty handy in the premiership decider.
I don't know how he could be flat. I had 36 and kicked 3. And they were all in the first 3 quarters. Danger rocked up. It was 4th quarter. And he's had 10 touches and he wanted the Norm Smith. Go home, buddy.
I think you found your right place here on Triple M. I'm not sure some of the other offers would have taken that one. What about you, Kate?
Yep.
There were some pictures that started to surface on our text message group at about 2:30 this afternoon, which, well, they didn't look very good for you at that stage. We thought you were out. What happened?
First of all, Isaac and I have probably known each other for 2 weeks now. The one thing that I didn't think I'd be doing, knowing someone for 2 weeks, was vomiting in a cab in front of them. That was not great.
Today?
Today, yes.
She's lucky I got kids. I was catching vomit. I actually had their hands out.
At least it's not yours for once.
But also the other thing, I wasn't really expecting him to just completely rat me out and send photos of it to a group. That was a bit of a dog act, wasn't it?
No, I was just concerned. I thought I needed to send on the information to let everyone know that you might not be here tonight. So, I was really concerned.
But it's been a very big revival. Went to the hotel, had a very quick shower,
yep.
Laid down for about 15 minutes, somehow got through a packed tram, bought a bin liner from the hotel just in case.
Oh, my goodness.
But I'm here now and I'm feeling a lot better.
What about Isaac's initiation to first day on the job, Jay-Z?
Mm.
He's flown with Kate and caught her vomit the whole way through. Then he's caught a tram to the footy because it's easier to get a tram to the SCG than get a taxi around this place.
Yes.
And then he sits up here in what is easily the worst commentary boxes in Australian rules football.
It's tiny.
Welcome to the big dance, Isaac.
It's show business. What do they say?
Yes. And out the back was mobbed by people. Sydney fans wanting, even Sydney fans want a photo with him and a signature, etc. There's a line for him, so he's still got the...
I did beat the Swans in 2 grannies, so...
They know how good you are. Hey, can I just touch on a quick serious note, can I, Jack? Because there has been a lot of news kicking around over the last 48 hours, we know, with the Jimmy Webster suspension. 7 matches for him for that massive bump on Jai Simpkin, who's out indefinitely for the moment. Hope he recovers quickly. But Alistair Clarkson provided a pretty dramatic postscript to this incident when he came on at quarter time and gave a gobful, really, to a couple of the St Kilda players. You saw him last night. Isaac at the AFL Life membership, of course. He's always a little bit grumpy with me, I must say. But did you have a chat with Clarko and just did you say, mates, any dangerous sort of changing your ways or quietening down a little bit?
Yeah, well, now that I'm not a player, I've actually got to answer these questions. So, no, I did. I had a great chat with Clarko last night, and it was awesome for Clarko to be there because he was obviously my senior coach for 10 years and he coached Luke for 11 or 12. So he holds certainly a special place in our career, and he was in great spirits. I think the week had passed a little bit. I guess if he had his time again, he probably wouldn't do exactly what he did. But the thing I will say, as a player and playing under him, he would always back his players and he'd always stick up for his players, whether it was private or public, and that galvanises the group. And I know times have changed and things are done differently now in football, but the one thing that'll do is that'll galvanise the North Melbourne Football Club. Their captain went down, their coach has gone and stood up for him, maybe not in the way that the public would necessarily agree with, but those players will now play even harder for Clarko, and that's what he wants. He doesn't care about the outside and the public. He wants North Melbourne now to be the best football club and the best team it can be, and he's doing that the way he knows how.
Yeah, and I think with the way he knows how, I think he's got a little bit of form in this area now, doesn't he? With
you could say that.
Yeah, I just think my opinion is it's a bad look for a coach to be doing that. I completely understand, very disappointed for his captain, as he should have been. It was a very, very poor act from Jimmy Webster. 100% agree with that. I just think as a head coach of a football club, particularly after the tumultuous year he had last year,
yep.
And also has done sort of a similar thing before as well, I would think that he'd probably come back in a mindset where he's potentially considering how that affects other people and what that does, but clearly he's not. And you know him a lot better than I am, so it's probably why you're laughing as I say that. That he's never going to consider what he does.
Throwing me under the bus.
You've been friends for 2 weeks. You might not be friends for a third after this.
He is facing a fine of tens of thousands of dollars. I'm with you there, Kate. So it's going to be a significant fine. You know, there's whispers of sort of $30,000 fine. So it will be significant for Clarkson. I think that'll be handed down from the AFL tomorrow. It's out of interest. What is the maddest you've ever seen him, Isaac? Have you got a memory where he's just sort of lost his mind?
We're not talking about it on air.
For Ream Hot Water and McDonald's, Triple M rocks footy.
It's the Thursday rub from the SCG. The Swans and the Demons are going to open the 2024 season. We are here for Thirsty Camel. Camel on down to Thirsty Camel Bottle Shops for unseriously good deals and, of course, drink responsibly. Kate McCarthy, Isaac Smith, Jay-Z Clark and Jack Heverin. We are right to go for the opening night of the season. Unfortunately for Luke Parker, he's not right to go and won't be out there tonight. But it is a big year for the Swans. They're celebrating 150 years and tonight they're marching to the match. They've asked fans to get to the complex early. March to the SCG and form a guard of honour, and some of the club's past greats are going to be joining them as well. Luke Parker does join us here on the Thursday Rub. Not out there tonight, as we mentioned. Luke, welcome. How's the injury coming along, first and foremost?
Hello, guys. Thanks for having me. The injury, it's going all right. I had a surgery about 2 weeks ago, so at the moment, just kind of taking it week by week to see how it feels, and once I get the full function and stuff back, hopefully I can be back in no time. But we'll just have to kind of wait and see at the moment.
Luke, I'm a bit surprised you're not just jumping out. You're one of the toughest hombres in football. Did you have a chat with the docs and just sort of say, any danger I can sneak out there, you know, round zero, opening round, whatever you want to call it? Did you try and persuade them at all?
Yeah, don't worry. I've been in their office for half the week, and basically they've locked the door on me, I think. They've just told me to piss off because I've been annoying them. So, unfortunately, you've got to go with the professionals at sometimes and, over your own stupidity. So, we'll see in the coming weeks how it progresses and go from there.
And congratulations last night, Luke. So you're inducted. We're sitting with Isaac Smith, who was up on stage with you, along with Luke Bruce. So an AFL Life member, mate. That's an incredible achievement for yourself. Obviously, one of the more decorated players in the game going around at the moment. Well done.
Yeah, thank you. It was actually a pretty special night. So I think 2 weeks out, I probably thought I wasn't going, because I was like, we're preparing for a game the next night. But look, it was actually really great to be there and accept that. And actually reflect on, I guess, what I've done for the last 14 years.
Yeah, well, as you mentioned, Luke, it was a very special night. So myself and Luke and every other inductee, they flew their wives up. You're obviously a Sydney boy that lives in the eastern suburbs, so you're hop, skip and a jump from the Roslyn Theatre where we held the event, and somehow your beautiful wife, Kate, couldn't even make it to the event.
Oh, no.
Did you invite her? Or?
Oh, no.
Well, I don't know if the invite went out, but I think she said it was pretty important. Maths episode going on, so that probably took priority. So, but no, it was kind of last minute that I said yes to it, so I probably didn't give it enough chance, and couldn't enjoy the beers like yourself.
Well, I'm speechless, mate. I don't even know what to say. Someone else needs to jump in here.
Luke, looking forward to this evening. So, obviously, yourself, Taylor Adams, Callum Mills, big outs from the midfield for Sydney. But we know how great the young, I guess they're not quite as young anymore as they were, but Goulden and Warner, how they're going to roll through. We've seen a bit of, obviously, Isaac Heaney floating through the centre bounce. Will he be picking up a little bit more midfield time with those three outs that we've got?
Yeah, a little bit. I think you'll see kind of the same couple of blokes that were probably featured in the last couple of games. So Isaac will be running through there a bit more. It'll be a heavily rotation with like Chad Warner, Errol, even Jimmy Jordan will come through there. So we got full confidence in them to do their jobs, and it's a really exciting night. So they're coming up against a quality midfield, and they're up to the fight.
Now, mate, what everyone wants to know is that the big bud's out and who's going to take his spot? Are we looking at a Marty or are we looking at McDonald? And I don't want the... Obviously, I'm not a player now, so I don't have to roll out that club.
Boring stuff.
Them or whatever we want to call it. But who are we looking at tonight?
I'm going a Marty to kick four.
Yep.
So he'll come straight. Like he's a big presence up forward. So he's an exciting player. So I'm going to back him in to pick up the slack of Bud.
And a Marty party. The other man who has been a massive focus in the build-up to this one, Luke, of course, is the former Melbourne, former Collingwood superstar ruckman in Brody Grundy, taking on his former mates, Max Gawn, in the centre square. It is going to be a battle to watch tonight. How's he been? What have you seen on the track? We're all wondering whether we're going to see a sort of an all-Australian season from Brody Grundy again. Can he get back to his best in the red and white?
I think he can. I think the day he walked through the door, he's been really excited of the opportunity he's got here, and to obviously have that number one ruck spot here and hopefully get back to his best is something that I know he's really striving for. I think he's obviously just his genuine self around the club and being a breath of fresh air, to be honest. So he's really excited to get out there tonight against obviously his former teammates and hopefully put on a show and get the season rolling.
Every club, Luke, over the summer goes through a bit of period of change or they'll adapt something. You played in the grand final in 2022. You had a bit of a down year last year. What are a couple of the changes you made over the summer to hopefully catapult you into 2024?
All right, man, you got a tough question, Judith.
Well, I'm getting paid for living now, mate. Hey,
mate, this is Triple M. This is not 3AW.
Exactly. Now, obviously, yeah, you tweak little things. I think for us, I think just kind of understanding momentum swings in game was a big one for us. We probably previously in years opened up windows for teams to score heavily, and I think it's how we adapt to that during the game and not allowing those or shutting those windows as quick as possible. I think a little bit with how we move the ball in those instances, but in terms of pressing the ground, obviously on forward half turnovers, so that's a big focus for us.
Well, last night giving too much away. You told me about 10 things. Thanks, mate.
I thought that was confidential, mate. Life member to life member.
Luke, they've obviously got fantastic defenders. Melbourne, known for how strong they are in their D50. So, Mayleaver, Tomlinson. Obviously, most teams create a little bit of a plan for them. Have you considered obviously what you're going to do, lowering the eyes, getting the forwards moving nice and quickly? What's sort of your focus on those?
Oh, I think you just have to be patient going inside 50. You know, those guys, they roll off really well when you go in quick. So I think it's a balance between taking the game on and going quick off turnover and hopefully catching them out, or we know how much they like to roll off. So it'll just be about being patient, taking the right options and trying to nullify their influence.
Hey, Luke, before we let you go, you got a lot of past greats here tonight. Anyone that we should be looking out for, or more or less anyone who's going to be best on ground in the bar tonight?
Don't know. Best up. Well, Barry Hall's here, which I've seen. So I've never actually had a drinking session with him, but it could be scary. So Joey Kennedy's looking like he can still play. He's still shredded as ever. Mm-hmm. Kieran Jack's come over from Perth. So there's a few of them that'll probably get a bit wild later, but just great to see all of them in here at the club.
Go well tonight. Thanks for being with us, and we'll see you back out there shortly.
Thanks, fellas. Cheers.
Luke Parker joining us on the Thursday Rub. Did you just sort of expose a few of the backstage convos, did you?
No, he actually gave nothing away. I was more interested where they're having the party than not.
Well, he's fit right in, the great man.
I think he's adjusted beautifully. Hey, teams are in next. Yes. They're just starting to land now, Jay-Z. We'll go through them next. There's only three games to come. A little one before we head to the break.
One of the biggest names in the game, Dustin Martin, is not going to be with the Tigers as they travel up there to Gold Coast. So the Tigers, I just wonder, no Cochin, of course, no Rewalt, they retired. Now they won't have the King of the Don't Argues, Dustin Martin. It's going to be an interesting trip for them, but more changes coming up. The teams, a big loss for the Pies too. We'll get to that next.
Fareem Hot Water and McDonald's. Triple M. Rocks Footy.
Ask for a better night for footy at the SCG. It's been a warm day here in Sydney. It's going to be a really, really nice night tonight as the Swans and the Demons get us underway for 2024 as round zero commences at the SCG. New year, new show, and this is the Thursday Rub. If you're joining us from South Australia, welcome. You've missed the first half hour where there was a lot going on, including Isaac Smith on debut, who's going at about 30 off 14 balls at the yes. moment. It's just started beautifully and has settled in nicely.
Well, it's still cricket season.
And you teed off exactly like the way you batted. Kate McCarthy passed a fitness test. I've got to say, K-Mac, you look like you're getting a bit of colour back in your system now. You were very unwell a couple of hours ago. How are we tracking at sort of 6:30 local time?
So far, so good. You tell me, how's it going? Am I going okay? I'm just, you know, just getting through, you know. You don't want to go off too early. Obviously, Isaac hasn't learnt that yet, but yeah, just one step at a time.
I think he's going all night, Kate.
I'll be peaking by fourth quarter, I reckon, coming home strong.
And, of course, Jay-Z Clark, who's... have you spent a lot of time in the sun this summer, or have you been to Plough's house, or what have you done? This is the brownest I've ever seen.
Are you saying I shouldn't be using the suntan lounge in my backyard, in the old one in the garage? I shouldn't be ducking in there?
I'm not. The Victorian government's not either.
Do you know the story? I might tell a quick story about Mark Stevens. You know about this Mark Stevens story? You'll be listening. Steve-O's a great man. He got spotted in one of those old tanning salon lounges once, and a mate saw him through the window and ducked in. He's like, Steve-O, why are you going in here for, mate? It's a beauty parlor. What are you be doing? He's like, nah, I'm just waiting for my wife. She's in there getting something done. She'll be back out in 10 minutes. And then next minute, the lady who works there goes, Mark Stevens? and the mate looked at him, and apparently Steve-O, just sort of ducked into one of the rooms. I'm not sure, had his eyebrows plucked or a little tan or whatever happened, but anyway, he will enjoy that, Steve-O.
Isaac's got his top five things that he's most looking forward to about retirement. Kate's got some words of advice for him coming up very shortly as well, and we are about an hour away from the bounce of the ball between the Swans and the D's final team shortly. JZ Clark, we've got teams landing for the rest of the round. Let's start, where do you want to start?
Well, let's start with the Blues. I think their ruck situation is really interesting. They've left out Mark Pittenay, who rucked, was a first ruck for the Blues for a lot of last season. So Michael Voss has handed the keys to the ruck to young Tommy De Koning. It means Charlie Curnow and Harry Mackay will play forward, but you'd expect Harry Mackay to do a bit of the ruck work. And I'm not sure whether he's wanted to do that in the past, but clearly under this new forward structure, he will have to do some rucking as part of that sort of situation. So Tommy De Koning, he re-signed at the Blues and stayed. Big job for him in the ruck, of course, against Oscar McInerney in that clash against the Lions. Richmond, who take on Gold Coast. Sam Naismith is in for Toby Nankervis is out. Dion Prestia and Nicky Vlosten have both got up, which is a nice boost of experience, of course, missing Koch and Riewoldt, as we said, retired. And Dustin Martin will set his sights on a massive clash against the Blues on Thursday. That's the traditional round one season opener. So a little under strength, you'd think, the Tigers. Collingwood versus GWS. Surprise call here. So no Billy Frampton. We know no Nathan Murphy with his concussion stuff and no Jeremy Howe with that quad issue. But Craig McRae has also left out Billy Frampton, who played in the grand final. So Charlie Dean gets his spot. He's missed out last year with a lot of foot trouble. So he will play, but that back line will be interesting, missing a couple of big names. Pendlebury's in, of course. He copped a knock a couple of weeks ago, light on the track, will play. And Johnny Noble has taken his spot too, of course, left out of the grand final side. So they're the big ones. It's certainly been an interesting defensive look. No McStay, no Murphy, no Howe, Isaac and Kate. How do you think the Pies will shape up against GWS?
Yeah, I think it'll be a very, I guess, new look backline almost for them. Howe's been so reliable down there for them, but did play a large percentage of that season last year without him after the arm injury that he suffered early in the year. Murphy, obviously, still making his way back through concussion. And I just think John Noble, I reckon he'll have everything to play for. I reckon he might have a little bit of a point to prove after being the one that made way for the grand final. But I'm surprised no Billy Frampton.
Yep.
Not that I really didn't think he had the best game in the grand final last year, obviously.
You talked him up.
Yeah, but I think that's interesting. But they'll have a plan. Obviously, Craig McRae always has a plan. There'll be a reason for it. And I'm excited to see what changes they make and who's going to play that I guess, second or third tall that really sits back there for them.
So no McStay. So Ash Johnson has been named centre half forward. Darcy Cameron rucking, of course. And I'm looking for Reef McInnes. I can't actually see him in the team. Is he there? I can't see Reef McInnes. So Ash Johnson has been given that gig over Reef McInnes, trying to place Dan McStay in the forward half.
I don't know about you guys, but feels like the Tigers are up against it in round one. If you buy into the storylines and the Damien Hardwick coaching against his former team, and the Suns, well, let's be clear, the Suns haven't been great in the preseason either, but the Tigers, Jay, is it almost as if they've held a couple back from round zero for round one?
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, they're pretty taking a cautious approach with Dusty and that little knock to the calf, of course. Under Adam Ousier, learning a new game plan, it will be a big challenge for them. But, you know, the Suns under Damien Hardwick as well, so they're doing, obviously, learning his... How hard is it, guys, when you get a new coach... did you ever get a new coach? You probably didn't.
No, I only moved to a new one. And he wanted me, so he changed the game plan for me.
big adjustment there for the Tigers. I mean, I'm certainly not expecting them to play finals. What are the expectations from you guys for the Tigers this year?
Just quickly, I did have a new coach at times. Yes. So I think one thing it does, it gives you this renewed hope. I think they could sell you the same story, but yep, you'd buy it because it's a different person telling it to you. So I think straight away, both teams will have some renewed hope. Yep. They'll be keen to go, keen to sort of get out and show what they have learnt in the off-season or the new systems that they want to have in place.
And but I think more kicking at Richmond too instead of the handball and sort of surge forward that they've been playing under Damien Hardwick.
Definitely, but I think the pressure's on the Gold Coast Suns here. I think the way that they've built this off-season, all the players, the whole sort of club has come out, and even Dimmer himself has come out and said, we will make finals or that's our goal, sets them up to fail big time. They've got the easiest draw in the AFL. So everything's in their favour. If this isn't the year that it happens, I think that'll be a very big disappointment for their football club, purely because of the noise they've made around it.
Ooh, I like that.
How long did the Gold Coast sign Dimmer for?
5 years, I think.
Yeah, 5 years. So I think this year is irrelevant in how they perform. I think what you want to see is you want to see Dimmer and the premiership blueprint that he was able to deliver Richmond, you want to see that start to form at the Gold Coast. So I was a little bit disappointed when I heard Dimmer come out and their president come out and say finals is what we're after. Of course, that's what you're after. And everyone in the football league and the football world knows that's what you're after. But to then come out and say that, if you fail, then what are the players thinking at the end of the year? Mm. Is this year a failure? If the football world see growth and see more consistent performances and actually see the Gold Coast Suns put together 20, how many rounds do we have? We have a hell of a season.
But you were the one that played.
I think I tried not to play all of them. And if I did, I was out there, but I wasn't really playing some of them. But you want to see them put together a whole season. Gold Coast, traditionally, they've had massive pre-seasons. Their numbers in pre-seasons are outrageous. And you see them perform really well in the first five or six games of the year. But you want to see them be able to deliver in round 18, round 22. So, I don't think it's finals or bust for Gold Coast. I just think we want to see a team that looks like it's going to be a genuine contender over the next 2, 3, 4 years.
Three of you are really well placed to talk about Clayton Oliver. Jay-Z, from a news perspective, it's been one of the big stories of the summer. Isaac, you're fresh out of the game. Kate, so are you, but you're also in a coaching role as well, so you understand the nuts and bolts of all of these conversations. So the three of you can take this wherever you want, but he's playing tonight. We're told that he's had a really good 6-week block in the lead up to round zero. What does this all look like?
I just wonder whether there's been a lot of talk about Melbourne's culture, and I expect him to come out tonight and have a blinder. If he had 20 possessions in the first quarter, it wouldn't surprise me. Max Gawn yesterday said he's trying to win back the trust of his teammates, so he's lost a little bit there. He wants to win back the respect of the footy world, so he'll be a man on a mission tonight. I've got no doubt about that. A lot of criticism of Melbourne culture. Is it possibly the other way, where Melbourne is standing up to one of its best players, seeing some behaviours it doesn't like, and actually said to him, well, that's not good enough? How have you considered what they've done with Clayton Oliver, Isaac?
Well, there's two things to this. The noise that happens outside the four walls of a football club is hardly heard by the players. Mm. Look, there would be so many things that happened, and I won't name them because I won't go back in history, but there were so many things that were happening when I was playing.
Yep.
And as a 22, it didn't splinter the group. It galvanised the group. So I feel like we might see something like that with Melbourne. And then to go on with the culture part, Jay-Z, I'm really proud of how Melbourne have handled it. It's been a shocking period for them. And Oliver's obviously got away with a little bit and probably a little bit too much over the last few years. But they've stood up to him. They've made a point of it. I thought Gorney's done a really good job to lead this group. And that'll only bring the players closer together. There's so many different parts to culture. So when it gets said publicly that their culture's terrible, their culture's shocking, we're not choir boys footballers, and nor will they ever be. And there's always going to be issues that pop up from time to time at different clubs. And they've made a stand with Clayton, who is, other than Petrarca and Gorn, you could put the three, you could handpick any of them to be their most important, their best player. So it's a little bit different because his profile is so big. But yeah, I just think, I actually think they've done a really good thing for their group. They've set some limits now. And it'll be interesting to see how their season goes. I think as a team, they're probably going to struggle to kick goals, but it wouldn't surprise me if they're playing off in a grand final at the end of the year.
I think the thing that surprised me the most was just looking that he played the two VFL prackies, didn't play the sort of first grade prackies, so the AFL, not that that really counts for anything anyway. There's a lot of players running out around there in both sort of levels of prackie that are probably one or the other at the end of the year. But I think, for me, that's just like one that, okay, well, we'll make him earn his stripes, but that's a pracky match. Like, essentially, he hasn't missed out on playing anything, really.
Well, I wonder if it was even a different thing. It wasn't even about earning his stripes. It was more just get out there, enjoy playing footy, and see how many times you can get your hand on the leather. If you're playing the preseason in the AFL side, he's got to be structured. He's got to do the team thing. All those things come into it. I just feel like they've said, mate, just go out and play four quarters of footy.
Enjoy.
And see how you go.
For Ream Hot Water and McDonald's, Triple M rocks footy.
It's great to be back for 2024, the Thursday Rub, thanks to Thirsty Camel. We're at the SCG tonight for the Swans and the Demons, who are going to open the season. Kate McCarthy, Isaac Smith, Jay-Z Clark and Jack Heverin. Very shortly, Isaac Smith, top five things that he's most looking forward to about retirement and not playing AFL, and Kate McCarthy's sage words of advice. But Jay-Z, we spoke about this before the break. Tim Membry.
Yes.
Haven't heard a lot from him during the preseason, and that's his right to do so, but has spoken since missing that final.
For the first time today. Of course, he pulled out with some mental health issues. It was a big loss for the Saints, but obviously we care about the person first. Let's have a listen to what he said. It's on the St Kilda website. Very brave and open about the challenges he's faced, and encouraging everyone to seek some help if they're struggling with their own mental health.
You know, last year obviously didn't end the way I wanted it to end. You know, for me, probably looking back on it now, it was something that I had been probably dealing with for a long time and probably putting a mask on at times as well. You know, I hadn't really, didn't know how to deal with, you know, what I was sort of going through and who to speak to, who to trust, you know, to see their faces and, you know, just whether it's just laying on the ground, playing with them and, you know, having a laugh. And it's just, it really does just make all this stuff worthwhile.
Yeah, so really good stuff there from Tim Membry. Open about some of the challenges he's faced, as he said, and the Saints have wrapped their arms around him. Obviously, was really struggling to pull out of a final as he did against GWS last year. So great to hear Tim Membry is back up on his toes.
Get help. It's the best thing that you'll ever do.
Yep.
It's the best thing you'll ever do. Hey, what about the Demons, Jay?
Mm-hmm.
To everyone, really. The Bombers, I should say.
Yep.
It feels as though there's expectation coming in again from their fans. They think that they're one step closer, but do we actually think they are?
Well, I was interested to hear Matty Lloyd, the Essendon champion, say Essendon fans should burn down Windy Hill if they don't make the eight this year. Of course, they haven't won a final for 20 years. I sat with a senior coach this week. They're not in a rush. It's not 2024 or bust for an Essendon playing group, Kate, who are still very young. I mean, he sort of said that their age profile resembles a little bit some of the rebuilding clubs, and now they're going to bring in Zach Reid, who's played eight games. Archie Perkins going to get more of a go in the middle. Nick Cox, who's been in and out of the team. Young Ben Hobbs, Jai Caldwell, Nate Caddy, they've got Elijah Sada. So there's a group there of six or eight kids, essentially. Zach Reid playing centre-half back. What do you think would be the pass mark for the Bombers, Kate?
No, look, I think that's a fair assessment that Brad Scott's come out and said that that's they're building and they have a young list profile, but I think try explaining that to their fans.
Yeah.
I think they're in this phase of they've been desperate, obviously, to make finals, but then to win a final for so long. And there's been, it's probably the most well-known thing in AFL football over the last couple of years is 7,000 plus days since they've won a final of AFL football. So I think I completely agree with where they're at with his assessment
of
his
own team.
No, not in my top eight.
Not in close, yeah.
Nah, I think they're, I think they're well off. I think there's consistency issues for me. I think the games that they should win, they always struggle to win. Mm-hmm. And then they will compete against some of the teams that they can, I guess, put a little bit of distance on. So I think when the pressure's on, they can't really cope that well. So I just think from their list perspective and their previous form, there would have to be some really big changes in one off season for them to make the top eight, in my view.
You played against them not that long ago, Isaac. How have you found the Bombers over the journey? Because they've been a side, I feel like they've been able to put scores on the board and can attack, but really defensively, Tomahawk kicked eight goals on poor Jaden Laverty at the MCG under bright sunshine. You can score against them, and that has been an Achilles heel for the Bombers.
Oh, you can, and I think they're in a very similar boat to Gold Coast Suns. They didn't get Brad Scott in to win right now.
Correct.
They got Brad Scott in because he's a senior head, he's got runs on the board, and he can wear some bullets. And I think from what I've heard is that they're changing things not just at playing list level but in the whole club. So that takes time to settle, and that takes time. They're getting people in right spots, and their list obviously needs some other talent injected into it. So I reckon they're a fascinating watch over the next 2 or 3 years. But, yeah, I can't see them making finals. Mind you, I watched a little bit of them against Geelong the other week, and I don't look anything into pre-season, but their kicking and their ability to control the ball, what they're doing looks like it's going to hold them in good stead. Whether that helps them win games this year, I'm not sure, but I really like the way they're developing, and they're developing the younger players.
So Kate didn't have them in her top eight. Do either of you two have the Bombers playing finals?
No, and only one AFL captain in the skipper's survey did as well. So it's hard to say. You got to burn down Windy Hill if they don't make the eight, but no one's picking them in the eight. You just can't have it both ways, can you? So they're not in my eight.
Tapering expectations is nearly the most important thing in footy, and you want your club, your player, your coach, and then your fans aligned.
Not sure you'd know what it's like to be down the bottom of the ladder, though, would you, Isaac?
To be honest, why would you do it?
And also some stuff at Collingwood happening too, Jack. So it's interesting, Lee Matthews said of Collingwood in a documentary recently that they're living in the past, that they don't need to be sort of enjoying the past success and making a lot about the premiership win last year. They should be facing forward. Craig McRae fired back at his old coach, Lee Matthews, today, said, get stuff, Lee. We can do both things. We can celebrate the past, and we can also be looking forward. You can do two things at once.
Speaking of celebrating, Isaac Smith's had 6 months of celebrating. Isaac, you've got 2.5 minutes. Take us through the things that you are most looking forward to in retirement now that you're with us on Triple M Footy.
Oh, is that what it is? Is it? I don't think that's the question, is it?
What do you think?
What
was?
Is the question?
That's certainly not what
you
I
do whatever you want.
Do whatever you want.
That's what I thought we were doing. Well, you do whatever
I
you want.
I got told what are the five things I'm going to miss most about footy.
Do that.
Same shit.
Is that what I
smell? Yep. Yep.
That was the opposite
of
that.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm... Gee, I'm stumbling.
You're now down to 2 minutes.
So I'll tell you what I'm not going to miss, and I'm just going to start with this, is walking into a meeting after a soul-crushing loss on a Monday.
Yes.
That was horrific, and nor should anyone go to that. But I've flipped this on its head, and I'm going the other way. What will I miss?
Go on.
About footy. So we're running with it. First thing is free stuff as a footballer. There's a hell of a lot of free stuff.
Like what free stuff?
Oh, everything. I actually haven't pulled the credit card out for 13 years, but that'll get a working over. The second thing is winning flags.
Yes.
You can't do that when you're retired.
How many have you got again?
Not enough.
Four.
This is a weird one. Third is that feeling of utter exhaustion. I'm genuinely going to miss that, where you walk off the ground. And I saw a couple of teams play last week and just saw them walking off the ground. You win, you get to go in, you have a beer with your teammates, you get to eat what you want, and you probably get 24 hours at home where you just you can do whatever you want. So
that's a red.
I'll miss that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm going to struggle with doing nothing and getting paid well.
I'm sure you'll get used to that.
Yeah. And I know I'm really going to struggle with when the first bounce comes tonight, my favourite thing was a big game, that first bounce of the ball. When you're on the wing, you didn't have to worry about putting your head over it straight away. You could just sit back and watch, and you could see the crowd, and I'm going to miss that.
Well, we're very glad to have you with us here on Triple M Footy.
For Ream Hot Water and McDonald's, Triple M rocks footy.
Hello and welcome to a sold-out SCG, the opening game of the AFL season, less than half an hour away here between the Sydney Swans and the Melbourne Demons. The members have been queuing up since 2 p.m. this afternoon at this famous venue, wanting to witness this historic occasion, the first time this place has hosted the season opener. The last time the opening game of the season was in the Harbour City, it was the Giants' first game against the Swans out at Homebush. But here we are at this famous venue as the Premiership Cup is making its way out onto the SCG right now, and both of these teams fancy lifting it at the end of the year as well. Isaac Smith and Kate McCarthy alongside for the call. There's a real buzz around the Harbour City tonight, Isaac.
Yeah, it's exciting, and the Sydney Swans are celebrating 150 years since their first game of football. So we're seeing some Sydney Swans greats walk out onto the field at the moment, and there's been a buzz around the SCG all afternoon. I'm pretty sure you're the Sydney sider that was saying the members might be full and there might be some getting turned away.
That could be the case. It did happen in that prelim against Collingwood a couple of years ago when the Swans snuck into the final. We're seeing some pictures on the Channel 7 coverage right now of those members pouring into the place as well. But I mentioned Kate McCarthy is also alongside for the call, and you've got some Triple M Seabus Super Weekend predictions for us, Kate.
Weekend prediction, yeah. So I think Brisbane are going to kick a big score against Carlton. I think their attack, just with the outs that the Blues have, I think the forwards of the Lions will be a bit too good and get a hold of Carlton.
On a nice warm evening at the Gabba, every chance of racking up a score there, you'd suggest the Lions at the Gabba. Seabus Super making hard work pay off since 1984. So big Swans flag out there in the middle of the SCG, and the man holding one of their Premiership Cups right now, they'd love to have him available. It's Luke Parker, who's going to miss 3 or 4 weeks with a broken arm. How big a loss is that, Isaac?
Yeah, oh, it's massive for them. I think they've been transitioning Luke out of the midfield for probably the last 12 months, and they're transitioning him into being a more bit part player, playing forward, hopefully kicking them some goals, which he's done in his career. But he's a loss with the leadership aspect of things. They're a younger side now, but I'm really looking forward to see how they roll out their midfield without Parker, Mills and Adams out there. And they're going to have Grundy in the ruck, and it'll be just interesting to see what they do in the centre bounce and how they set up. But it's an exciting night for the Sydney Football Club.
Some legendary figures who've worn the red and white out there with their Premiership Cups as well, the likes of Jared Healy. Diesel Williams is out there. Brett Kirk, of course, whose son is on the Swans list but unavailable due to injury right now. And as you mentioned, the South Melbourne founded in 1874. So that's sparking the 150th anniversary celebrations for the Swans here throughout 2024. Jack Heverin also going to call the game a little later on, and so much to look forward to with what the visitors bring. The Melbourne Demons looking to put behind them the off-field issues.
They're interesting. It's funny, they're fifth fourth. They very nearly made it to the last day in September, and the feeling was that maybe they didn't have that good of a year. So I don't know about you, Speedy and Kate and Isaac, but I think they're a real watch this year, Melbourne. Yes, they've got some forward line issues and they're going to have trouble kicking goals, but you go down this team from top to bottom, and it starts with Stephen May and goes all the way down to Kate Chandler at the bottom of the list, who's a really nice young player. I like the Ds. I think they're a big watch this space this year in a good way.
Yeah, I think the point that you made, though, it's the forward line for me. How does that look this year? Who's kicking their goals? Because Bailey Fritch can do it, but I'm not sure who else you can really rely on week in, week out to turn up and kick goals. I don't think Josh Shackey is that player. He's had a while at the top level now and just hasn't really moulded into that key forward and hasn't been able to get those consistent games, which key forwards need in the game. So that's for me. I think their forward line is the real concern, but both other lines of the ground, well, they've got superstars everywhere and arguably one of the best midfielders, if not the best, and one of the best defences, if not the best as well.
They're a big watch this year, Jack, but I'm not sure how you're going to watch them tonight. You've got a concrete pile on the left side. You've got two TV screens in front of you. I can't see the oval. I don't know how you're going to see it from there.
We're going to have to split the ground in half, Speedy. Yeah. So I'll do one half of the ground and you do the other.
Isaac on Triple M debut has just taken the seat where you should be. <I reckon, Jack.
laughs> When are they going to knock this stand down and get some half-decent boxes here?
Could be a little while, I'd imagine. I think the Gabba's going first, isn't it?
Oh, is it?
The Brisbane Olympics in 2032, but the Melbourne team, what they have done is they're thinking about Christian Salem into midfield. Jack Billings comes from the Saints, a former pick three. So the delivery inside forward 50 is going to be better. Can that make a difference and make the forward line look better, Isaac?
I'm not sure. They've just struggled so much to kick goals, and they've been throwing different tools in there. There was Tom McDonald. They've tried a few times. Van Ruin, I think, is going to be a very good player, but he's still young and he's still developing. Fritch, it's hard for him if he gets the number one defender. Pickett's out, obviously. It's going to be an interesting night. I think throughout the year, they're going to have patches where they score really well and they're going to have to rely on their midfielders to kick goals. But it's just an interesting makeup. I'm really surprised because they're in the premiership go zone at the moment. I'm really surprised they just didn't go and pay big, big dollars for a key forward.
This is Triple M Footy Primetime for Mitsubishi Heavy Industries. Mitsubishi Heavy Industries air conditioners. Put your trust in the experts in air. And Kate McCarthy, I believe you got some advice for Isaac Smith on how to deal with some of the Triple M talent he'll be alongside this year.
Yeah, well, I thought, you know, stepping into his first role, he might be a little bit nervous, but clearly he's not from the start.
I think we've established that.
I actually probably should have got him to write me a list, actually. But yeah, I've got a few things, and then I'll get on to specifically the Triple M talent that we have in the room, or not just in this room, but in general that you might come around in the commentary boxes. So the first one, obviously as a player, you're told social media posts, don't read the comments. As a commentator, read them. Absolutely read them. There'll be nothing but complimentary. Have a read of them. You'll get some really good feedback and just ways to just continue to improve. The second one I had, and I'm not sure you really need this, but if you're not sure of something, say it with confidence, but I'd scrap that because you say everything with confidence.
And I'm not sure of anything.
And sort of related to the comments, I think if the Cats are playing, just be completely biased. Just absolutely pump them up, especially the ones you're closest to. Pump up your mates. Everyone that listens loves it. So just be a one-eyed Cat supporter when they're playing and then go and read the comments because they'll be very complimentary. But when we're getting down to sort of Triple M talent, we've obviously got some big dogs that roll around, none bigger than yourself, obviously, though. So a few. I'll start with Ethan Chu. So obviously the two stats extraordinaires. We've got Eth here today. We've got, I think, the thing that with them, they pretend like they don't like each other. So there's like a pretend rivalry. It's not a pretend rivalry. They actually don't like each other. It's deep-seated and it goes a long way. Next one, Joey, obviously, Lee Montagna, Triple M. We love him at Triple M, but make sure you beat him to the food at half time. He is the first in line. And if you are sort of just hanging around the box, just make sure you get him to bring you back some. Next one would be Nath. So, you know, Nathan Brown, obviously, know him quite well. Just don't rely on his facial expressions to tell you how he's feeling because it doesn't move a whole lot. There's not much movement there.
Why is that?
Oh, I'm not sure. Some people get it, some people don't, you know. The next one, Mickey Roberts. Absolutely brilliant, Mickey Roberts. We all know how great he was. St Kilda's finest. If you want to know something, ask Robbo. If you want to know something quickly, ask anyone but Robbo. Next one, Baz. Love Barry Denner. Probably one of my favourites at the Triple M call team. Just be convinced that he's going to be convinced that the Bombers will make finals this year. So all that stuff we were saying about the finals, Baz, he'll tell you that they're in the top eight, probably in their premiership window. Couple more for you. So BT, Brian Taylor, we all love Brian. But the good thing is, if you're calling with him, if you want to practice some of your calling and some play-by-play, it's really good because you'll get an opportunity in the fourth quarter because Brian usually leaves at half time. So that'll be a good one to practice on. Stevie J, just because he's hungover, it doesn't have to mean that you have to rock up hungover as well. And finally, my good friend Daisy Thomas, fantastic man. He got married over the summer. And just make sure the first thing you ask him is if his wedding was better than steel side bottoms.
I don't know about you, Speedy, but that feels pretty comprehensive. That's most of the team that have got it going over.
You know, there. The only problem is I didn't know three quarters of the name she was saying.
The Triple M Footy Thursday Rub for Thirsty Camel. Camel on down to Thirsty Camel Bottle Shops for unseriously good deals. Drink responsibly.
Vareem Hot Water and McDonald's. Triple M. Rocks Footy.